in Costa Rica, as has already been mentioned by the committee member asking the question, the child mortality rate is quite a low rate in Costa Rica. Most deaths occur at the neonatal stage. This accounts for 6.32% of the deaths. The causes of these deaths, I'm referring to child mortality deaths in Costa Rica, are related to infections in the perinatal stage. They are related to children being born prematurely and congenital disorders. I'm just giving you a context here so that you can understand what I'm going to explain in a moment. Most childbirths in deliveries occur in hospitals, over 94% in public hospitals, and an additional 4% in private hospitals, which gives us a 98% coverage of childbirth being covered by hospitals. Given the causes of child mortality, the country has been bolstering a number of strategies nationwide in order to pinpoint risk situations amongst newborns. Some of these are the following. Neonatal hearing tests. This is a consolidated strategy that we've had for some time now. There, we seek to identify metabolic problems in children, which subsequently may have an impact on them or cause death. Amongst the health services, we use prenatal methods when it comes to premature childbirth. A number of hospitals are certified as being baby-friendly hospitals, and this is related to promoting breastfeeding. These are strategies that are being implemented across the country. All maternity hospitals in the country are certified, and there are 25 of them. As has already been mentioned, in 2016, amongst our strategies to prevent child mortality, we included a number of methods which enable us to identify heart malformations in newborn children, and they may be candidates for immediate surgery. The idea here is to provide surgery if required. We've also been working on improving prenatal health services and childbirth care. In 2017, we designed a centralized postpartum strategy for women in the family, in the community, with humanized care and with an intercultural focus, cultural focus rather. Now, it's important because, as has been mentioned, we did have some problems with child mortality in indigenous areas and also in areas where there are persons of African descent living. As a result of this strategy and the implementation of this care model, we have noted very positive experiences in terms of improving care for childbirth and deliveries in two specific hospitals, in the Monsignor Senavia Hospital, which is in the coastal area. It's a remote area in the country, and also in the San Vito Hospital, which is a hospital catering for the indigenous Bugli people. Based on the experience achieved, primarily in the San Vito Hospital, we have noted that we've been able to increase coverage for the indigenous population, because significant changes have been brought about. We've striven to adapt the environment whilst at the same time respecting the worldview of the indigenous people.